Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are at Clinton Central High School. Say what, this game's going to start before noon, and the first game has completed. Clinton Prairie claimed the victory. The winner of game two will play Clinton Prairie at 8 p.m. tonight. We'll mention tonight's game, or should say today's game, going to be the Tipton Blue Devils going against the Carroll Cougars, both teams ranked in the top 10, Class 2A. We'll mention this internet broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Put Me in Sports since 2008. Say what, right up here in the bleachers with me, we're going to talk to a gentleman. He went to Hamilton Heights. He's now a junior at Purdue. He's not real clean shaven right now, but that's okay. We're going to talk to Brent Pennington. Nice to see you.
Nice seeing you, AJ. Glad to be back watching some high school basketball with you.
I'll tell you what, basketball, football, you know all of it. You caught passes. Just behind me to my right is Coach Toll. That's Coach Aaron Toll. He caught passes. But I'm going to tell you what, a good night. If you got snow on the ground, it's a cold day. A good place to be is inside.
Oh, 100%. There's no better place to be in the winter than a high school basketball game with two good teams, only one loss per, and they should put up a good fight tonight against each other, this morning against each other, for sure.
Oh, shit. It's kind of hard to believe it. We're playing on a school day. Earlier this morning at 9:27, I heard the bell go off. 4 minutes later, must have been their passing period, it went off again.
Yeah, I remember in high school we had the same thing back in Hamilton Heights. It's weird for me being on a college break, being in a high school, and it's crazy to believe that I'm not in school with them and playing in one of these games. Time really flies.
I'll tell you what, you played some good ball. I'll say that for you, because I know you wouldn't say that, because your dad, Eddie, wouldn't want you to say that. He raised you in such a way.
He that is 100% true, AJ. My dad would not want me gloating or bragging, and he raised me the right way, and he's from Hamilton Heights as well, and, you know, we're both going to say we're both pretty humble about what we do.
You brought to my mind right now Tony Etchison. Tony Etchison said the same exact thing. He said if somebody's going to brag, it's not going to be him, because other people will say that for you, genuinely.
Tony was a great guy. I played with his son, Gus. The middle child, there's J.P., Gus, and Tillman. I've known the family for a very long time. Tony was an excellent man. Toby is a great wife. I've known his parents, Phil and LaVon, for a very long time. Can't say enough about the family, and God bless his soul.
That's great. I said, well, my dad was taught by Gertrude Etchison. That's a good thing, because he knows quite a bit, too. He's a pretty intelligent man, but that's an understatement. I tell you what, we're in pregame, 8 minutes, 38 seconds left on the pregame clock. I tell you what, tell the audience about your major. It's civil what?
Civil engineering. So all the roads that you see the construction on and the bridges and large buildings, that's what I'm getting into at Purdue. Great program up there. I'm not trying to be biased, but Purdue's known for their engineering, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
I tell you what, knowing you as much as I do, I feel safe on all our bridges when you get there.
I really hope so. I take a lot of pride in learning the material that we need to know to keep our, really the entire state and the country safe when traveling and, you know, working in large buildings. You want to keep those structures sound and safe for everyone to use. So
that sounds excellent. We're going to do a little pregame here. You said you're going to stick around until a little bit after tip-off. So we'll talk to you in a moment. We're going to plug in right now. We'll go ahead and stay unplugged. We'll talk about a pregame for both teams. First, we'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils are Class 2A. They're sectional 39. We'll mention in their sectional. We'll let you know the sectional, where they're at right now in their sectional, in their class, in their overall record. Right now, it's Eastern. Eastern, this is in no particular order. Eastern Thomas, they're 1-0 in the sectional. They're 3-0 versus class opponents. That's Class 2A. They're 6-1 overall. The Tipton Blue Devils, they're 1-0. They're 2-0 in the class. They're 7-1. Madison Grant Argyle, they're 1-0. That's in the sectional. They're 2-1 in the class. They're 5-2 overall. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 1-1. They're 1-1 in class play also. They're 3-3 overall. The Elwood Panthers, they're 1-3 in the sectional opponents. They're 1-3 in class play. They're 3-5 overall. The Taylor Titans, they're ranked right up there. You'll hear that hopefully in a little bit. They're 0-0 in sectional play. They're 3-0 in class play. The Taylor Titans are 8 wins, 0 losses thus far. And the Blackford Bruins, they're 0-1 in the sectional. They're 1-2 in the class. They're 3-4 overall. We'll let you know the Tipton Blue Devils. The principal is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll remind you Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference right now stacks up like this. The Blue Devils, they're 2-0. They're 7-1 overall. Northwestern Tigers, I saw Coach Dish. Coach Dish is here, and why not? What a gentleman, what a coach for Northwestern. They're 1-0 in the East Division. They're 3-3 overall. The Cass Kings, Lewis Cass Kings, they're 1-1, 5-2 overall. Hamilton Heights Huskies, they're 1-1, they're 3-7 overall. Just got back from Franklin County. They got the second game. They got a win. And we'll mention the Western Panthers. They're 0-3 in the East Division. They're 2-5 overall. The Hoosier Conference made up of two divisions. That's the East. We'll talk about the West. In the West, 1-0, 6-2 overall. That's Benton Central Bison. They're at the top of the West presently. Rensselaer Central, they're 1-0 in the West. They're 5-3 overall. Central Catholic Knights, they're going to begin their conference play, I should say West Division play, shortly after the new year. And we'll mention they're 0-0 in the West. They're 4-4 overall. West Lafayette Red Devils, they're 0-1 presently. That's in the East, the West Division, and they're 4-4 overall. Twin Lakes Indians, they're 0-1 in the West. They're 5-5 overall. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils have lost one game. That game was on Tuesday, December 13th. It was McConaughey over Tipton, 76-55. We'll let you know the Tipton Blue Devils average per game. This is an average in 8 ball games. They average 58.4 points per game. They're 7-1. They're 2-0 in the East. We'll mention the head coach for the Tipton Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 53 wins, 27 losses. Working in year number 4 at Tipton. Overall, Coach Hawkins, he's working in year number 42, 550 wins, 386 losses. I was texting with a friend of his yesterday. That's Coach Pete Smith. Coach Pete Smith, Coach Cliff Hawkins, evidently owes him a dinner from way back when, in 2008, about borrowing a car at down in San Antonio. They'll talk about that later. We'll mention Coach Hawkins was at Caston High School as an assistant coach when Pete Smith was a senior at Rochester. We'll also mention the Blue Devils, their next game on their agenda after their tournament. Going to be, let you know, we'll talk about the winner. Winner of this game, going to play the winner of the first game. It'll be Clinton Prairie and whoever wins this game, that's either Carroll or Tipton. And we'll mention a little bit about the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars, their school was founded in 1961. Enrollment, 337. I should mention Tipton Blue Devil enrollment, 454. Carroll Cougars are Class 2A, sectional 38. We'll mention their sectional, their class, and their overall records for the sectional opponents. There are 6 teams in their sectional. In no particular order, it's Seager. They're 1-1 in the sectional. They're 1-1 in class. They're 7-2 overall. Covington, they're 0-1 in the sectional. They're 0-2 in the class. They're 7-6 overall. The Carroll Cougars are 0-0 in sectional play. They're 1-1 in class 2A. They're 5-1 overall. Clinton Prairie Gophers, the Gophers are 1-1. They're 2-2 in the class, and they're 4-3 overall. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, they're 2-0 in the sectional opponents. 2-1 in the class. They're 4-4 overall. And the Delphi Oracles, they're 0-1 in sectional play. They're 1-3 in class, and they're 4-5 overall. We'll mention the principal at Carroll Cougar High School is Jeff Schuler. The athletic director is Mike Goodrich. Carroll Cougars High School, located at 2362. That's in Innocent State Road 18, Flora, F-L-O-R-A, Indiana, 46929. You can dial them up by telephone, 574-967-4157. On the web, it's Carroll, that's two R's, two L's, Cougar, that's singular, athletics.com. There were the colors blue, royal blue, I should mention, and white. They perform in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Heartland. They stack up like this presently. At the top, it's Eastern. They're 2-0 in the conference. They're 6-1 overall. Clinton Prairie, 2-1, 4-3 overall. Taylor Titans, they're 2-0. They're 8-0 overall. Carroll Cougars, they're 1-0, 5-1 overall. Tri-Central, they're 1-1, 3-4 overall. Sheridan Blackhawks, they're 1-2, they're 4-4 overall. Robsville, the Robsville Hornets are 0-1, they're 6-5 overall. Delphi Oracles, they're 0-2, 4-5 overall. Clinton Central, 0-2, they're 2-4 overall. We'll mention, they've lost one game, it was versus Wabash. It was 78-66, that was back on Wednesday, December 21st. We'll mention the Carroll Cougars are 5-1. They're 1-0 in the conference. They average 6.2 points per game. That's at 6 ball games. Head coach is Adam Kessinger. Adam Kessinger, 5 wins, 1 loss. Working in year number 1 at Carroll High School. And we'll mention their next game after the tournament will happen on Friday, January 6th. Carroll Cougars at Delphi Oracle. 6 p.m. and 7:30 for the varsity. They're mentioning the starting lineups right now. We'll mention the starters for the Carroll Cougars. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, he's 5'8". He's a junior, Chris Perda. Wearing number 4, he's 6'2", a junior, Griffin Viney. Wearing number 13, he's a senior, Austin Coons. Number 22, he's a senior, that's Owen Duff. And wearing number 24, a 6'4" and senior, Jake Skinner. Blue Devils going to start like this. Number 3, Grady Carpenter. Take that back. We'll go with Landon Spidell. Landon Spidell going to start 6'2", a sophomore. They're going to start also Nolan Swan, number 11, a 6'1" junior. They're going to start Jackson Money, a 6' junior. Where's number 23? They're going to start Grady Carpenter. He's 6'5". He's a sophomore. And they're going to start Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong, 6'3", and senior. They're going to tip it up. Grady Carpenter going to tip it up against Jake Skinner. Here's the toss. Good toss. Good height to the backcourt. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Blue Devils in the front court. They're going to work the ball around. Blue Devils going to wear the white uniforms. They are white, and the Carroll Cougars going to wear the all blue. Ball's in the front court. We're going to ball around. Grady Carpenter down low. They'll get into Spidell. 2-point bucket. In the paint, over the rim. 2-0 contest. 7:38 on the game clock. 22 seconds into the ball game. They're working in the front court. On the dribble, go elbow left side. They bring the ball back out to Herta. They work about that left side. It's Jake Skinner. They work it down low. You got a spin move and draw on the foul right there. Going to be a charging foul. Whistled against Carroll. It's Jake Skinner drawing the charge right there. Number 11. That's Nolan Swan. Call the foul. That's him, Jake Skinner. He has one team foul, number 1. And he's drilling the ball across the timeline right there. It's Grady Carpenter. They work at right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. They bring the ball out top. Grady Carpenter being closely guarded there by Owen Duff. They're working back the left side behind the arc. Nolan Swan. They're dribbling a spin move in the paint. They keep his footing. And the defense was good. Credit the defense here. Griffin Viney. Had to find a new pass. Grady Carpenter in the paint. He'll go off the glass. It'll rim around. It'll fall in. Grady Carpenter for 2. 6:54 on the game clock. Going to the front court. Going to be another blocking foul. This time, Nolan Swan trying to set up in a hurry. Nolan Swan didn't quite get his feet set. He'll be called for the foul, not for the pickup. They're charging foul. So Nolan Swan, he's 1 for 2 in the foul department. So they're going to work the ball in left of the bucket from the baseline. Looking to get it in. That's 22. Opens up. So we're behind the arc. That's Chris Herta. Chris Herta outside. They'll reset the offense with 13. Austin Coons. Coons on the dribble. Back out to Herta. Herta going to work at the left side. And we're going to round the perimeter. Griffin Viney. Viney with the basketball being picked up there immediately by Spidell. They're working behind the arc. They go between the legs. Chris Herta. Good dribbling exhibition. They get the ball through the corner. They work the ball around Griffin Viney. Back outside center. They go to the corner with it. They'll bring it in front of the arc. Outside now, ball's in the hands. A 13, Austin Coons. Outside, Chris Herta. 3-point shot good. Right elbow extended. Chris Herta for 3. 4-3 contest. Tipton in front. 6:07. Clock moving. We're in the first quarter. We're at Clinton Central. Holiday tournament. 63rd annual. Outside the arc. Shot on the way. 3-point shot good. Tipton, Maverick Conaway. Maverick Conaway shooting 51% behind the arc. He's now 19 for 36. Behind the arc, they'll dribble in. And they're dribbling the paint. It's going to be a trip foul. It's going to be a trip foul. They're going to call this a block. They call this a block in basketball, but it's really a trip. But then that's the best way to call it. So they're going to whistle this foul on number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's got 1. Team foul number 2. On Tipton, 1 thus far on Carroll. They're working the ball down low. Ball's on the surface, trying to get the ball in. Going down to the surface on the right block down there. There'll be a tie-up right there. It's going to belong to Carroll. Right there, Austin Coons, trying to lock it up. There's on the left side behind the arc. They're dribbling back out top, Skinner. Working it down low in the paint. Ball's loose. It's going to be picked up by Nolan Swan. They'll go left side behind the basket right there. I should say 3-point shot in the basket. Grady Carpenter hits a 3 in front of the Carroll bench. Give me a timeout on the floor. 5:29 on the game clock. 10-3 contest. And we're going to take just a moment. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We're going to plug in. And then 1 moment, please. Okay. Appreciate that. 30-second timeout. Both teams standing. We're here at Clinton Central High School, home of the Bulldogs. What a facility they have here. It'll seat comfortably 2,000. Not that many here right now. Down lower section, they've got not as many seated availability right there. We've got the guys down on the floor. They got a light collar. Gym floor, the CC interlocking at midcourt. Working in the front court right there, Chris Herta. They go right side of up the glass, wouldn't go. He didn't use the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound there. Jackson Money. They'll work the right side, Grady Carpenter. Back pedal dribble working against him is Jake Skinner. Working the right side, Nolan Swan looking for a screen, Jackson Money. He'll use it. They go baseline and kick it back out, Maverick Conaway. Conaway from the same spot, couldn't get that three. Going back the other direction. On the dribble, Griffin Viney. Cross-court pass. With an end to open Duff. In the paint, reverse layup. Wouldn't go. Rebound spot for. Going to be a tie-up. Going to be a jump ball. Going to be Jackson Money. Kick that back. Going to be number 3, Grady Carpenter. Locking up with Owen Duff. Going to bring the ball in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They'll work it right side behind the arc. Jackson Money. They'll take a jump shot. Baseline jumper. About a 17 footer, maybe 16. 2-point shot good for Money. 12-3 contest. 4:29 on the game clock. Outside the arc, out top to work it left side. On the dribble, Jake Skinner. They'll pass it right side still behind the arc. Jackson Money guarding the basketball. Basketball being dribbled. They're 13. Austin Coons. They'll work it down low. 2-point bucket. Uncontested. That's number 4, Griffin Viney off the glass. 12-5 contest. 4:05 on the game clock. Going to dribble on baseline. He'll bring the ball back out. Jackson. Grady Carpenter. Cross-court double skip pass to the other side. Maverick Conaway. He'll work it back out top. Nolan Swan. Now back out Jackson Money on the dribble. The crossover. He'll work it left side. Maverick Conaway. Bring it back out. Maverick Conaway spin move. He'll give it back out behind the arc. Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter on the crossover outside Maverick Conaway, left of center. Long off the rim, wouldn't go. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money with the rebound. They'll get it back to Nolan Swan. 3:32 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Spidell going to set a screen for Nolan Swan. They'll dribble in. They'll go off the glass, left-handed, left side, wouldn't go. Rimmed off. Back the other direction. That's 22, Owen Tuff. Outside the arc. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot good. Jake Skinner. 12-8 contest. Blue Devils by four. They pick the dribble up. Grady Carpenter. Long three-point shot. NBA range. Way to go. Nolan Swan. Ball caroms high and long. Picked up by Maverick Conaway. They'll reset the offense. Grady Carpenter. Crossover elbow. Right side. Two-point shot. Good. That's the bucket. Grady Carpenter. 14-8 to the front court in a hurry. Both these teams getting up and down the floor. Outside to work it down low. Skinner. Off the glass, left-handed, left side, way to go. Rebound, Conaway. To the front court, they get it to Nolan Swan. He'll bounce it down low. Grady Carpenter off the glass as he collects the basketball. 16-8 contest. 2:28 on the game clock. Baseline. Be cut off right there. Griffin, Viney, cut off by Spidell. They're working back around the perimeter. Out top, left side on the dribble. Griffin, Viney, elbow, left side. Back out, Chris Herta. Chris Herta jumped back, three-point shot in the air. Rimmed out, would go, rebound, landed Spidell. Still hand off Grady Carpenter to the front court. Nolan Swan into paint. Jackson Money, turnaround jumper. Good. It'll be a full 60 seconds. Timeout called. 2:03 left here in the first quarter. Tipton, 18. Carroll, 8. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, if you want to subscribe but don't have a computer, the Hamilton County Reporter is available. You can get that in-county rate at $24 a year or out-of-county rate, $60 per year. You only need to contact Circulation Director Isaac Taylor at 765-585-9519. Again, that's 765-585-9519 to contact Mr. Isaac Taylor. You may be able to capture that publication online in your inbox. That's Isaac Taylor, Hamilton County Reporter. We'll also mention the slogan, new slogan for the IHSAA, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So they're going to inbound the basketball from the backcourt. It'll be brought in by Carroll. It'll be brought in on the dribble. He'll cross the timeline. In the ballgame, number 10, Eli Harshberger. Harshberger in the ballgame outside to get to Jake Skinner in the paint. He'll take a shot. He'll take it. Push it down low. Harshberger back outside. Jake Skinner, the worker right side behind the arc. On the dribble, he'll dribble in. That's Owen Duff. Out top now to reset the offense. Blue Devils playing, moving their feet on D. Worker Jake Skinner outside the arc. He'll pick up the backball right side of center up top. We're going back to Harshberger. They go to the corner with it. Jake Skinner, left-handed, three-point shot from those left corner baseline. 18-11. Blue Devils by 7. 1:21 on the game clock. Blue Devils in the front court on the dribble. Working at left side, Jackson Money. Working against him is 32, Noah Falkenberg. Noah Falkenberg is a senior. Out top center circle. Grady Carpenter, fast chest pass, left side from the Blue Devil bench. Jackson Money, they're working back out top. Grady Carpenter, right there, they're working down low. Ball's going to be tipped and intercepted, going back the other direction. It's Owen Duff. Going to work it down low, tipped away by Nolan Swan on the pass, picked up on the carry off the board right there. They're working off the surface. Grady Carpenter, he'll work by and work it down low. They'll go off the glass. In the ballgame, that's a timeout. Number 4. Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare off the glass for 2. Hare already above his average as a sophomore. So work it off the glass. High shot off the glass. Near the baseline, Darryl Cougars, 32, Noah Falkenberg. Falkenberg shooting 50% from 2-point land. He's now 5-for-9. 16 seconds left. First quarter, ball being dribbled outside, center circle. Jackson Money outside, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded by Harshberger. He'll work it down low, the dish off again. Right side in the paint off the glass. Gavin Hare. Shot's going to be short near the buzzer as a baseline jumper. Wouldn't go. At the end of one quarter, Blue Devils 21, Cougars 13. We'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, their car Quest Auto Parts. You can find him at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Gene's Auto Parts in Cicero. Let's play some rock and roll right here. Footloose. A little Footloose. 80s. Sounding pretty good. And they say it. The 80s never sounded better than what they sound. Not another sounds as good as. Let's put it that way. Let me be brought in. Ultra possession arrow. Carroll Cougars brought in by Skinner. Backcourt slightly. On the dribble, Chris Herta. He'll pick up the dribble behind the arc. They'll work at the right side of the basketball. That's Harshberger. Harshberger and Eli Harshberger. They're working in the paint. Underhanded scoop shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by 32. Noah Falkenberg. Rebound Tipton. To the front court. Deep pass. Noah Swan. He'll save it from going out of bounds. He'll save it into the Carroll Cougars' hands. They'll work at the right side, right elbow. That was Chris Herta. He'll dish it off. Skinner. Jake Skinner in the paint. They'll pass it back out top. He'll drive the lane. Left-handed off the glass. 2-point shot good. Noah Falkenberg, 22-15. Blue Devils by 7. 7:15 on the game clock. Crossing the sideline at a walk pace is Nolan Swan. Working against him is Owen Duff. They'll work it down low. We're going to be a block from behind. They're going to call a foul. Nolan Swan got by the initial defender to try to block the shot from behind. He'll shoot 2. They're going to whistle this foul on the Carroll Cougars. 2 fouls each way. First shot, Nolan Swan, good. Nolan Swan was number 11, now 14 for 19 on the season, now 15 for 20. 75% at the strike, Nolan Swan, 24-15. They're going to work it down low outside the block. Right there, down low, tipped away, Nolan Swan. They're going to whistle a foul. Let's see if this foul was whistled on time. Or if they're going to call this on Nolan Swan, picking up number 2. They're going to say Grady Carpenter picks up his second foul in the ballgame. 7:01 left. Left of the bucket on the baseline. He'll be brought in, Dick Skinner. Outside the arc, he'll back his way down. He'll go left-handed off the glass. Nice shot. At 24, Jake Skinner. Working right there against Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble to the front court. Carpenter on his dribble. Herta guarding Carpenter. Bit of a mismatch, not much. About 8 inches different, 9 inches different. They're working around the perimeter. Nolan Swan. They go right side. He go baseline. They take a baseline shot about a 12-footer. Win go. Fighting for the board. Nolan Swan picks up his own rebound to get it back to Jackson Money in the paint right side. Jackson Money for 2. And you're assist there by Nolan Swan. Out top of the basketball. Left-handed shot. 3-point shot. He's on fire. That's number 24, Jake Skinner. Skinner for 3 is 26-20. 6:08 on the game clock. Nolan Swan bounces it out top. Jackson Money works at the left side in front of the Blue Devil bench. Grady Carpenter. They're sticking his arm out there. Going to get the ball loose. It's picked up by Jake Skinner. Going to be a steal. He'll work it in the paint. 2-point shot. 22, Owen Duff. Grant the assist, Jake Skinner. And he came up with the deflection in the front court of Tipton, picked it up. 5:42 on the game clock. Long 3-point shot, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan from about 22 feet. Right elbow with Skinner. Going to be a timeout. 29-22, timeout. We're in the second quarter. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going and where you're at. You can text message Lisa Stokes Bear at 317-513-4086. That's 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. Can be brought in from 84 feet away, brought in to Chris Herta. Brought in right there, 32 Noah Falkenberg. They're working outside the arc, Harshbarger. He'll bounce it to the corner. He'll bounce it down low on the baseline. He'll work his way in there. He'll take a shot. He'll get the bucket. And he'll draw the foul. He'll shoot one more. That's number 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff shooting 58%. Behind a two-point land. That's from last year. 26 games gap from a year ago. They go to the foul line now. Chris Herta. To get a bounce pass from the official. 29-24. And now 29-25. Chris Herta, three-point play. Going to work it to the front court on a slow pace. From the scores bench, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Working against him, 22, Owen Duff. Owen Duff going to pick up the dribble. And we're going to see the corner. Grady Carpenter saves it from going out of bounds to the left corner baseline. On the dribble now, working against him is 32, Noah Falkenberg. He's going to dribble by elbow, right side, lost the handle, going back the other direction is Chris Herta. They'll go off glass, two-point bucket for Herta, 29-27, Blue Devils by two, 4:52 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace, Nolan Swanee, way down low, he's alone. We'll mention Sam Quigley in the ballgame, also in the ballgame, Connor Hassong. It's going to be a rebound there off the Falling's two-point shot wouldn't go. Jake Skinner to the front court. Chris Herta. Crossover. Working against Sam Quigley. Going to lose his footing. They're going to say a foul. They're going to mention probably a phantom foul. 29-27. Going to whistle this on Sam Quigley. He'll pick up number one team foul, number five on Tipton. Tipton, the home team on the scoreboard. Be brought in. Elbow, left side. Jake Skinner going to work it back. Lost the handle there momentarily. Owen Duff. Now with the basketball and the dribble out top. He'll work it left side behind the arc. Shot on the way. Three-point basket. Number 13, Austin Coons. Coons back in the ballgame. A 6'2 senior. Going to work it left side on the dribble. Baseline to pick the basketball up. Nolan Swan. He get it back opposite corner. Sam Quigley back to Swan. Familiar position right here. Shot wouldn't go. Kepler steps behind the arc, right elbow skidded. Gonna be a rebound going back the other direction. Chris Herta. He'll dish off in the paint. Gonna be a Nolan Swan block shot. Block the shot of Owen Duff. He'll dribble in off the glass. Open pass to the bucket. That's number four, Griffin Viney. Gonna work the dribble from the backcourt. We'll mention Carroll Cougars in front. 32-29. Gonna tip the ball out of bounds. Good defense right there. Jake Skinner. Ball goes out of bounds in front of the Blue Devil bench. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is in Maverick Conway and Jackson Money. You bring it in deep in the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. Going to take a shot. He's done from the arc. A 17-footer wouldn't go. Straight away. Rebound out of there. 13, Austin Coons. They're working in the paint. Give it back out. Chris Herta. On the dribble, he's got a quick dribble. Working against him is Landon Spidell. Spidell back in the ballgame. Original starter. Back pedal dribble out top of the circle. 22, Owen Duff. Right elbow, left elbow extended. Now out top, Jake Skinner. Right side, Duff with the basketball. Back to Skinner, right elbow. He'll turn dribble. Into paint, he'll take a shot. Rims off, way to go. Jackson Money with the rebound. Back the other direction. Jackson Money going to pass off. Out top, they go to the corner with it. Nolan Swan. Going to rim out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Carroll, that's Griffin Viney. To the front court, Chris Herta. He'll dish off. They're going to call blocking foul. Landon Spidell trying to set up to draw the charge. They're going to call a blocking foul. He's going to be okay. He's going to get back to his feet. That's 22-0 and Duff went hard to the basket. Maybe two shots awarded to Owen Duff. They're going to stop up some perspiration there underneath the bucket on the baseline. Owen Duff going to shoot two shots. Owen Duff a year ago, 81%. 87 for 108 a year ago. First shot up, rimmed around, fell off. 32-29. Again, one more. 2:43 left. Second shot up, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound landed Spidell. Ball's in the hands of Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, and Trot Pace working against him is Chris Herta. They'll bounce it behind the arc. Left side, Jackson Money. He'll dribble now out top. Maverick Conaway was at right side. Number three, Grady Carpenter, looks it across the way. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. Nolan Swan for two. 32-31. Carroll in front. Gets the ball in the front court there on the pass to Jake Skinner. Cross court to get back to Owen Duff. Then we're going back around. Outside the arc, Owen Duff with the basketball. They go to the corner with it. Chris Herta, three-point shot, rims out, wouldn't go. Going to be a rebound foul. Going to be over the back. They're going to whistle this on Carroll. It's going to be whistled on number four, Griffin Viney. Griffin Viney going to pick up the foul. Six fouls. They're missing six to the home team. That's Tipton. Three to the visiting team. That's Carroll. 1:53 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace is Nolan Swan. Working against him is number 22, Owen Duff. So we'll get Maverick Conaway. Get the ball back behind our Grady Carpenter. He'll take up a screen from 21, Landon Spidell. He'll roll, no pass given. In the paint, Grady Carpenter. He'll dish it down low off the glass. Reverse layup wouldn't go. He dished off to Nolan Swan. Swan got his own rebound in the paint. Put it back up. In for two. 33-32. Tipton by one. Out top of the basketball. They get it back to Herta. He'll work on the left side behind the arc. Three-point shot. Jake Skinner wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. He'll go to the front court. He'll bounce it down low. Maverick Conaway in the paint off the glass. Two-point bucket for Conaway. 35-32. 1:05 on the game clock. They'll go to the corner with it. Corner shot. That's 13. Austin Coons. Coons for three from the right corner baseline. 35-35. 52 seconds left. Nolan Swan going to walk across with the dribble across the timeline. He'll pick up a screen, Jackson Money. He'll work it in just outside the paint. He'll take a floater in the paint, got the bucket. Two-point shot good. 37-35, ball's in the front court. On the dribble, outside the arc, three-point shot good. Owen Duff, couple of steps behind the arc. Left elbow extended near the Blue Devil bench. 24 seconds left. So drill across the timeline, calling out a play. That's Nolan Swan. He worked the right side, Grady Carpenter. 15 seconds in the quarter. We're in the second quarter, nearing halftime. Outside the arc, Jackson Money. He'll work at left side behind the arc. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter. 7 seconds. Out top, Nolan Swan. 3-point shot good. Nolan Swan straight away. 40-38. Long shot at the buzzer. 5-8 court. No more than half court. Chris Herta off the rim. Nearly went. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score. Tipton, 40. Carroll, 38. We do thank you for listening. 10-minute intermission. We'll mention a little bit about support sponsors for this contest. Another one is AGM Auto. AGM Auto, they're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. And they also now restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of March the 1st, you can find them at their new location, 6620 East 266th Street in Arcadia. That's AGM Auto. We'll also mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. If you'd like to broadcast, you can contact Robbie Kendall at AudioSportsOnline.net. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers. That's Hope Jewelers. Tipton, precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. 765-675-9720. That's Hope Jewelers. They're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2, Hope Jewelers in Tipton. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their Fishers dealership, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. The one is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville. You can dial them up by telephone at 317-773-2232. They're located at 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site, FritzandFishers.com. Well, we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention 6:47 on the preview, I should say, on the intermission clock. We'll let you know a little bit about the rankings. These were tabulated on December 20th, IHSAA Coaches Poll, Class 1A. Class 1A, we'll mention Sectional 57, they're number one in the state this week. Bloomfield Cardinals, they're 7-1. Sectional 63 at number two, it's Orleans Bulldogs, 5-1. Sectional number 63, at number three is the Logoti Lions, they're 6-4. Sectional 54 at number four is Fountain Central Mustangs, they're 7-0, they're in this tournament. We'll mention Fountain Central Mustangs recently defeated Seager on the 21st of December, 49-36. That was at Fountain Central. We'll mention they defeated Covington the next evening, 49-40. Fountain Central, 14 tournament. They were the champs of that tournament. Sectional 64, number five in the state this week, is Evansville Christian Eagles. They're 5-4. Also, Sectional 63, a third team from Sectional 63. At number six, it's Bar Reeve. The Vikings are 4-3. Sectional 58. At number seven, it's Bethesda Christian Patriots. They're currently 4-1. They will be the opponent of the Tipton Blue Devils at Bethesda Christian on January 7th. Sectional 60. At number eight is Jack Sindel. The Jack Sindel Eagles, they're currently 4-3. At Sectional 60, at number nine in the state this week, that's Edinburgh Lancers, they're 5-2. Sectional 56, at number 10, Tri-Titans. The Tri-Titans are 5-1. Sectional 59, they're at number 11 this week, that's the Indianapolis Lutheran Saints. 3-2, yes, they're synonymous in football. Also, from Sectional 59 at number 12, Indianapolis Tinley Tigers, 4-4. In Sectional 61, at number 13, Christian Academy Warriors, they're 6-2. Sectional 59, at number 14, Greenwood Christian Cougars, 3-3. Sectional 51, they're also at number 14. That's Bethesda. Take that back. Bethany Christian Bruins. Bethany Christian Bruins, they're 3-3. And a two tied at number 16. At number 64 is Sectional 64. Northeast DuBois, they're the Jeeps. Yep, the Northeast DuBois Jeeps. They're 4-3, also at 16. Sectional 63 again, Spring Valley Blackhawks. They're 4-5. 3:35 on the intermission clock. We'll mention a little bit about Class 2A. These were also tabulated on December 20th. 16 listed here, and this is the Associated Press. And we'll mention from Class 2A, Sectional 37 at number 1, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They are the Braves. They're 6-0. Sectional 47 at number 2, Linton Stockton. They are the Miners. They're 6-1. Sectional 38, familiar sectional, as the 3-minute buzzer sounds here in intermission. Number 3 in the state this week are the Carroll Cougars. They're 5-0. Take that back. They're 5-1 presently. Sectional 46 at number 4, it's Brownstown Central. They are the Braves. They're 7-1. Sectional 48, that's at number 5, South Spencer. They are the Rebels. 7-0. Sectional 42 at number 6 is Eastern Hancock. They are the Royals. They're 5-1. Sectional 33, they're number 7 this week. Gary 21st Century, they are the Cougars. 5-2. Sectional number 40 at number 8 this week, it's Wapahani Raiders. They're 6-1. Sectional 39, a familiar sectional. At number 9 are the Taylor Titans. They're 8 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 43 at number 10, University Trailblazers. That's right there, 116th Street. Just outside of Carmel. They're in Carmel. We'll mention they're 6 wins, 0 losses. Sectional 47 at number 11, South Knox Spartans. They're 5-1. At number 46, number 12, Southwestern. That's in Hanover. They are the Rebels. They're 7 wins, 0 losses. Also, Sectional 46 at number 13, Providence. The Pioneers are 3-2. Sectional 39 at number 14 this week, the Tipton Blue Devils. They're 7 wins, 1 loss. Sectional 47 at number 15, Sullivan. They're the Golden Arrows. They're 6-1. In Sectional 42 at number 16, Triton Central Tigers. They're 6-2. As we listen to a little bit of Don't Stop and Leave Us, Journey on the PA, I say, what, Steve Perry? As a voice, I say, what, Steve Perry can belt out the lyrics. And they got a new singer now. That's okay. Steve Perry. This is probably one of the most popular. I think I saw it listed as the most popular song in the nation for pop, I should say, for basically rock and roll. This is Don't Stop, It'll Even. We're under a minute. 1 minute timeout happening right now, 40 seconds left, and they're working right there. But it hits the 30 seconds. Getting ready for the 45 second horn here in the final minute of timeout here for the intermission clock. 40-38, Blue Devils by 2 at halftime. In this tournament, 8 teams participating. Pretty good way to go. That's Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Carroll, Fountain Central, North Judson, Tipton, Tri-Central, Western. Happening here at Clinton Central High School on Tuesday, just after Christmas. 8 minutes on the game clock. It's going to be brought in. Blue Devils, also possession, brought in by Nolan Swan, sliding through the backcourt. Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, you pick up the pace. We're going to get him as Chris Herta. When we're getting free throw line, Jackson Money, he'll go elbow. We're going back to the paint. Turnaround jumper. We're going to rebound. He's going to go off the glass. Soft touch by Jackson Money. 2 point good. 42-38. Ball's in the front court. Chris Herta. Out top, Owen Duff. He'll dribble elbow. He'll go to the paint. He'll float one up. Trying to draw the charge. No whistle. Spidell rebounds. He's moving those elbows, you got to be careful. Going to work it through the front court. Bring it back to the chip to the front court. Jake Skinner going to go back up for a shot. Wouldn't go. 42-38. 7:24 on the game clock. Outside the two shots awarded to Jake Skinner. They're going to whistle this foul. Left-handed shooter. First shot rims around. Falls in. Jake Skinner, a year ago, shot 67% from the free throw line. He's 56 for 84. Second shot also good. Jake Skinner for two at the stripe. 42-40. Brought in from the backcourt. Grady Carpenter providing pressure is Chris Herta. They'll work the right side behind the arc. Maverick Conaway. Jake Skinner guarding the basketball. He'll pick up the basketball. They're working just outside. He'll swap. Strangle the line right there. That was number three. Grady Carpenter trying to work it down low baseline. Tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Can be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan, Grady Carpenter. He'll work the elbow right side. He'll backpedal. Out top, they'll work at the left side well behind the arc. Jackson Money. Out top, Grady Carpenter. Left side, three-point shot on the way. Got it. That's Nolan Swan. Right elbow extended. Couple of steps behind the arc. 45-40. Tipped in by five. 6:45 on the game clock. Don't work it down low on a pass. Owens up, jump pass. Going to be a baseline jumper. Left-handed shot from about 12, 14 feet. Jake Skinner. Two-point bucket. It's 45-42. Jackson Money in the paint. Spin move. Turnaround jumper scored off the rim. Way to go. Jake Skinner with the rebound. In across the timeline on the dribble. He'll hand off. Owen Duff. Duff being guarded there by Nolan Swan. Crossover dribble. He'll pick up the basketball. Back out top. Chris Herta. Being guarded by Maverick Conaway. They're working out right side. Spin move. Chris Herta. Going to lose his footing. Ball's going to end up on the surface. Jake Skinner picks it up. Going to work it down the paint. It's going to be off the hands of number four, Griffin Viney. Going to belong to Tipton. Going to be brought in side court. Brought in by Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter. Now on the dribble walk pace is Nolan Swan in front of the scores bench. He'll cross the timeline. On top of the basketball, Grady Carpenter. He'll pick up the screen. He'll use the tip around. He'll work it back. Right side behind the arc, and Nolan Swan, back pedal dribble. Guarding him is Jake Skinner. About a 7-foot difference there, no count being administered. They're working left side. Behind the arc, 3-point shot, Grady Carpenter. Rims off, when go, rebound. Chris Herta. Hesitation dribble, he'll keep the ball on the floor. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, thought about it. He's going to dribble in, he'll take a shot. Going to be a blocking foul on Tipton, going hard to the hoop with number four, Griffin. Griffin Viney. Griffin Viney a year ago shot 49% two-point land. A year ago, 42% behind the arc. Two shots. Viney's first shot wouldn't go. Griffin Viney a year ago, 73% free throw shooter. A year ago, 22 for 30. 5:28 on the game clock. He'll get one more. 45-42. Viney's second shot up and good, 45-43. Tipton by two, brought in from the backcourt. On the dribble, Nolan Swan is going to be picked up at half court by Owen Duff. Walk pace is dribble. They'll work it back outside near the center circle. They'll dribble in outside the arc, get it back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter picked up by Owen Duff. Carpenter going to go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, secured Owen Duff to the front court on the dribble. That was Griffin Viney. Back out top, Chris Herta. Lost his footing, stayed on the surface. He's going to be helped up from the surface by Grady Carpenter. IHSAA smiling for that play. Number 43. 45-43. Ball's in the front court. Carroll. 4:59 left here in the third quarter. He'll be brought in right to bucket. Long time to bring it in. Chris Herta out top. Left of center, 3-point shot good, Chris Herta. Carroll goes up by one, 46-45, crossing the timeline. Nolan Swan outside the arc with the basketball Maverick Conaway. He'll cross over into paint. They'll bring it back out top. They'll get it back to Grady Carpenter. Bit of a back pedal dribble. He'll call after a screen. He'll cross over into Payne. Keep the ball alive to get it back to Nolan Swan. He'll dribble in. He's going to go baseline off the glass. Two-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jake Skinner. Crossover. They work to the paint, elbow left side. They'll bring it back out top. Owen Duff. Three-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Skinner. To the corner, Chris Herta. Three-point shot, good. Right corner baseline. 49-45. Carroll by four. And across the timeline on the dribble. Number 11, Nolan Swan. Crossover, he'll try to pierce the double team. He'll spin move out of there to take a shot on the left-handed floater off the glass. He'll be fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot two. Two shots going to be awarded to Nolan Swan. And a whistle is fouled. Griffin Viney, he wears number four. He has two in the ballgame. Nolan Swan. Two shots. First shot rims around, falls in. Substitutions in the ballgame, number four, Gavin Hare, going to enter the ballgame. Landon Spidell, going to take a breather. In the ballgame for Carroll, number 32, Noah Falkenberg, taking a breather, number four, Griffin Viney. Second shot, also good. Nolan Swan, two at the stripe, 49-47, 3:55 on the game clock. Jake Skinner, working against Grady Carpenter. Outside the paint, he'll pass it out top, Chris Herta. Guarding him is Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan nearly a block shot. Chris Herta got it off the glass. Two-point bucket. Left side is backwards. Chris Herta. In the paint, Jackson Money. 51-47. Carroll by four. Ball's in the front court. They'll bounce to the left side. Outside the arc. Jackson Money will work at the left side. Maverick Conway back to Money. Back out top to get the ball to Nolan Swan. Money going to set a screen. They'll work at the left side. Nolan passes to Grady Carpenter on the dribble. They work between the legs, working against Chris Herta. Spin move just outside the paint. They'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot good. A 23, Jackson Money for three. 3:06 on the game clock. Third quarter, 51-50. No, not talking about Bay and Halen. They're going to work in right side in the paint. You're going to go underhanded scoop shot off the glass. Credit the bucket. 53-50. 2:50 left here in the third quarter. Blue Devils waiting to check in. Going to be Sam Quigley momentarily. Out top of the basketball, Nolan Swan. Works at left side, Jackson Money. Working against him, Owen Duff. Going to be a bump. No, not a friction, no foul calls. Gavin Hare comes up with the basketball. Passes it back out. Nolan Swan, three-point shot. Left of center. 53-53. 2:22 left here in the third quarter. Working through the front court. Right side, Chris Herta, cross-court pass, floater. To Owen Duff, they're working down low. Jake Skinner going to take a shot. Nolan Swan blocks his first shot and blocks his second attempt. Ball ends up in the hands of Gavin Hare. Back to Nolan Swan, now back to number three. Grady Carpenter in the paint spin move off the glass. Grady Carpenter working it off the glass for two. 55-53, chipped in by two. 1:50 left here in the third quarter. So we're going to hit elbow right there. We're going to down low. We're going to take a shot. It's going to be a block. We'll block the shot. Gavin Hare. The ball's going to carry him. It's going to end up in the hands of Chris Herta. He'll take a shot near the right elbow. Rebound. Put back after the rebound. 22-0 and Duff. They'll be fouled in the act of shooting. So he's going to go to the foul line. He's going to walk out near the center circle. Take that back. Right there at the free throw line, it's 22-0 and Duff. He'll get two. Halverson. First shot goes in. He got one. He'll get one more. Back in the ballgame is Harshbarger. Taking a breather with 13, Austin Coombs. Eli Harshbarger in the ballgame. 1:38 on the game clock. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Got the first in of a two-shot foul. 55-54, tipped in by one. Ball's in the front court, Grady Carpenter. Going to bounce it down low. Going to go off the shoe of number 32, Noah Falkenberg. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. They'll bring it in underneath their own bucket. Fickler's going to give him some space. Work at the left side. Nolan Swan bounce back in Jackson Money. Jackson Money goes spin move. Baseline, turnaround jumper. Thought about it. Going to get it back out to Grady Carpenter, being guarded by Chris Herta. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan. going to be tipped by Jake Skinner. We covered the basketball. That's Nolan Swan on the dribble. 1:12 on the game clock. He's going to pick up the dribble. Gavin Hare going to lose the ball. Getting back Jackson Money. They'll go down low. Reverse layup wouldn't go for Sam Quigley. They're going to whistle a foul on the floor. Rebound putback was good. Grady Carpenter not going to get credit for the basket. Foul's going to be whistled on the floor. Underneath the bucket, Blue Devil front court. We'll try a lob pass in the paint. Jackson Money couldn't get the basket. Going back the other direction. Ball was corralled with the other direction. That's number three, Chris Herta. Chris Herta with some speed and some quickness. He's going to guard Grady Carpenter, three-quarter court. We'll work it out left side. Crossover. Jackson Money, baseline jumper. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jake Skinner of Carroll. He'll get it back to point guard, Chris Herta. 56-55. Carroll by one. Going to work it back out top. Jake Skinner on the dribble. They're dribbling inside the arc. Work it back out top. Chris Herta. 27 seconds left here in the third quarter. Going to work it right side crossover. Harshbarger. They're work it back out. Nolan Swan nearly gets the steal. It's going to be tipped. Going to float out of bounds in the backcourt. Owen Duff doing what he could to save the basketball. Nolan Swan swats it out of bounds. 17.9, clock moving. Chris Herta across the timeline on the dribble. Way out top, 10 seconds. Guarding him loosely at the three-point line is Sam Quigley. He gets screened off. Going left side, going to be a block shot. Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare helped defense block Turner's shot. Ball goes out of bounds, going to stay in the possession of Carroll. 2.9 left. 56-55 Carroll. Can be brought in. Owen Duff looking to get it in. Finally does. Chris Herta, long shot at the buzzer. 3-point shot with a go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Three quarters have gone by at the end of three. Carroll, 56. Tipton, 55. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. Blue Devil Boilermaker, that's a special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils winter sports. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying up to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils. And inbound the basketball. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to Carroll. Going to be brought in. Owen Duff. To toss it in. Bounce pass. Cross the timeline out. Chris Herta. Tipton going to pick up at the three-point stripe. Go with the right side. Owen Duff. Elbow right side. Jake Skinner. Outside the arc. Thought about a shot. Chris Herta. To get loosened up again, he'll take this shot. Rebound going to be secured by Nolan Swan. That ball rims out from three-point land. They'll go to the front court. Jackson Money on the dribble. They work cross-court pass Nolan Swan. Three-point shot well behind the arc. Nolan Swan kind of reminds you of a Jay Rich and a Connor Rich. 58-56. 7:22 on the game clock. In the front court, Chris Herta. Puts the right side, opens up down the baseline. They get the ball back out. That's Noah Falkenberg back out. We're going to get Chris Herta behind the arc right there with the basketball. Owen Duff. UG's dribble. He'll work it back out. Out top. Passed out of there. They're working down low. Going to be tipped away. Losing the basketball. Griffin Biney ends up in the hands of Nolan Swan. Connor Hassan goes in. Left side of the bucket. Connor Hassan, the left-hander anyway. Left-handed layup. Good. 56, tipped in by four. Going to bounce it out top. Jake Skinner. Working against him. Jackson Money will be screened and won't use it. They're working around the perimeter. Chris Herta out top now, right side. Owens up. Owens up, three-point land. Rims off, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, the guest of rebound, is tearing out of bounds. 60-56. Eli Harshbarger back in the ballgame. Also back in the ballgame is Austin Coons. Coons is senior. Harshbarger is a junior on the dribble. Grady Carpenter crossing the timeline with a pass to Jackson Money. Harshbarger guarding Jackson Money. They'll bounce it in, elbow, left side, spin move into paint. Off the rim, wouldn't go. That was Grady Carpenter. That ball hung on the rim, tipped to the backcourt. They're going to talk about this. There was no control, and they're going to talk about this, the officials. They're going to get together, and it looks like they're going to change the call. You can't see everything. You might not have saw that tip. These three officials doing a fine job. They really are. They're pretty much invisible the whole game. That means that they've done a good job. So we're going to get the ball back to Tipton. They'll change the call. Not a big deal. Ball was tipped. It was tipped pretty swiftly to the backcourt. Tipped and recovered. That was Nolan Swan. They blow the whistle and they talk it over. Give the ball back to Tipton. Toss slightly to the backcourt from crossing the scores bench. Going to get it back to Grady Carpenter. A spin move in the paint. He'll go outside. Counter a song. He'll dribble baseline. They'll pass it out top. It's deflected. Picked up by Nolan Swan. Cross-court pass. Jackson Money behind the arc. 3 points shot good for Money. 63-56. Tipton in front. 5:50 left here in the fourth quarter. They're working around the perimeter. Shot on the way. Three-point shot rims off. Wouldn't go. That was Austin Coons. Ball's Karam back out top. Three-point shot. Chris Herta would go. Rebound. Gavin Hare is going to be fouled in the backcourt. Trying to get the ball back from Gavin after the rebound. 5:34 on the game clock. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. They're going to whistle this foul on 24, Jake Skinner. He has two. Team foul number three. Tipton with four thus far, second half. Going to be a bump foul in the backcourt. It's called a holding foul. Bit of a reach-in. About 3, 4, 5 years ago, they emphasized the reach-in. And they called the foul there on Harshbarger. Eli Harshbarger. He has one. He wears number 10. On the dribble, working it out top left side behind the arc. Jackson Money will pick up the dribble. He'll find Grady Carpenter next door, and he'll pass it down low. Grady Carpenter, a floater, pulled it out 14 feet in the paint. 2-point bucket, 65-56. Tipped in by nine. In the front court with the basketball, Chris Herta. Cross-court pass, Harshbarger for three. Left-handed shooter. Nothing but net. Eli Harshbarger, 3-point bucket. Three. Good left-handed shooters in this ballgame. We're going to back around. They'll bring it back out. Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. He'll cross over to spin move. We're going to get him as Owen Duck. We're going to back out center circle with the basketball. Jackson Money. We're going to get him as Harshbarger. That's Eli. Back out top. Nolan Swan. Owen Duck going to pick up Swan. Swan's going to dribble the paint. They're going to down low Gavin Hare. He'll pass it out top. 3-point shot, left-handed shooter. Win go for Connor Hassong. Rebound, Eli Harshbarger. Crossover in the front court. Chris Herta, he'll give it back to teammate. 3-point shot, rims off for Owen Dust. Rebound, Jake Skinner. He'll pass it outside the arc. 3-point shot, good. Threat at the bucket, number 13, Daryl Cougar, Austin Coons. 65-62, 4:12 left. Here in the fourth quarter, they're going to stay standing. We'll mention a 30-second timeout. We'll let you know. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school, middle school, that next wrestling match in each of the matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, We wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils and winter sports. And we are signed here by Scott G., a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils. Ball's going to be brought in under the bucket. Left on the baseline, brought in by Nolan Swan in the backcourt. Jackson Money on the dribble. Out top of the circle, he'll bring it back out. He'll backpedal near the center circle. We're going to hit him, Eli Harshbarger, on the dribble. He's going to go side court there in front of the Blue Devil bench. Going to give it back. Nolan Swan, he'll take a shot just outside the paint. Wouldn't go. It'll be a block shot. They're going to credit for a block shot. I believe it was two. In the backcourt, Eli Harshbarger to the front court, to the corner. On the dribble, he'll go baseline. Owen Duff nearly lost the handle. They're saving the ball from going out of bounds. 3-point shot on the way. As Eli Harshbarger rebound, it's called Carroll lobbying for a traveling violation. They're going to call a foul on Carroll in their own front court on the rebounding stage. 3:33 left. They're going to whistle this foul on 13 Austin Coons. He has one team foul, number 5. 4 thus far, second half on Tipton. Back the other direction, just outside the paint, rimmed around. A 12-footer, Jackson Money with a soft touch. 2-point bucket for Money, 67-62. Outside, he'll cross-court skip pass, other side. Works it back around. Austin Chu, touches the hands. Chris Herta. They'll get the ball back. Harshbarger for 3. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Right elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound. Harshbarger. It'll pass through the front court. Nolan Swan going to be tipped out of bounds. Good defense by Carroll. Carroll, Chris Herta, thought the ball might have been out of bounds. Last touch by Grady Carpenter. So the official's going to give us a Tipton. 2:58 on the game clock. Could be brought in left of the bucket. Nolan Swan. He's going to be guarded on the inbound by Owen Duff. Looking to get it in. Looking at a high toss. High pass out behind the arc right here. Gavin Hare. They get it back to Grady Carpenter. They work it down low. Gavin Hare. Back outside. They get it to Carpenter. 2:48 on the game clock. They're going to call a hand check foul. Outside the arc. Grady Carpenter. Working right there. They're going to call this foul on 24 Jake Skinner. This year, a 6'4" senior, picked up number 3 in the ballgame. Team foul number 6, Tipton, still with the 4 fouls in the second half. Back pedal dribble from the scores bench, deep in the front court. Nolan Swan, we're going to get him Owen Duff. Nolan Swan is drive the lane. He's going to go off the back. Well, couldn't get it. Hit the surface. He's just tired. Maybe didn't get up as quickly as he would normally. Kind of a song. Gavin here right there to help him up. 2 shots going to be awarded. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, 3rd shot in the ballgame at the free throw line. 3 for 3. 68-62. 2:35 left, 4th quarter. 2nd shot up and good. 2 at the stripe for Nolan Swan. They'll bring the ball in from the backcourt. Jake Skinner. Chris Herta. Working right side around the perimeter. Touching the hands. Austin Coons. Harshbarger. That's Coons. Out top of the circle. Triple threat available. Herta going to pass it baseline. They'll go down low. They'll find the cutter. Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner, the cutter. From the baseline pass. Good. 69-62. Blue Devils in front. 2:17 left. We're in the 4th quarter. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals is located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates, and that lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner on site daily, that's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. as this is the more rock and roll. Bon Jovi, a New Jersey band, making some good noise here at Clinton Central. Holiday Tournament, the 63rd annual. 217 brought in baseline underneath the bucket in the backcourt. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan, guarding him full court is Owen Duff. Looking it back to Grady. They're picking him up to free the center court line. They're working back to the left side. Carroll trying to commit a soft foul. And they're trying to call one, and they called one right there. 2:02 on the game clock. Nolan Swan going to go back to the stripe, shoot the 1-1. Going to whistle this foul on Jake Skinner. Jake Skinner picks up number 4 in the ball game. Team foul number 8, Tipton thus far with the 4, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Going to move back the other direction, Chris Herta on the dribble. We'll work at left side and work it back out. Harshbarger, back to Owen Duff. Quarterback back, Harshbarger, right side, bounce pass to the baseline. Would be a bump foul. Trying to cut him off at the baseline. Going to call some friction right there on Nolan Swan. Going to pick up the personal. 1:48 on the game clock. Nolan Swan picked up number 3 in the ballgame. That's 5 thus far, Blue Devils, in the second half. Be brought in just slightly left of the bucket. They'll work it in. Connor Duff works it back in. They're working back to Jake Skinner from Herta. Back out top, Coons, right side, Owen Duff. Straight away, Coons, 3-point shot, good. About a step behind the arc. Coons for 3, that's Austin Coons. Minute and a half left here in the quarter. They go back the other direction. Grady Carpenter trying to make a pass to Jackson Money. He deflected and making a steal in the front court. They work it down low, 2-point shot. Grady Carpenter with a fine teammate, Jackson Money, for 2. 71-67, 1:15 left. Timeout called. They're going to call a 60-second timeout. Well, making this game is also in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road, in Atlanta, Indiana, address 46031. They're pretty close to Highway 37, not far from Elwood. You can visit them on Facebook. That's Runyon Truck Store, Inc. Again, that address is Runyon Truck Store, right there at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. The place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon's Atlanta rural area can be brought into the backcourt. Brought in Jake Skinner. Dribble across the timeline, pretty good pace. Chris Herta, they'll work at left side behind the arc. Coons, they'll work at right side. Right there, Bert Elbarger, we'll make it a Steve-Eye Harshbarger. They'll work it back, elbow, left, right side. Jake Skinner, they get it back to Owen Duff. He's going to set it, he's going to swing, he'll take a 3-point shot. Owen Duff, short off the rim, with a go rebound, Maverick Conaway. This court pass will be a baseball pass to the front court. Nolan Swan. Under the bucket, off the glass, left side, Grady Carpenter. 73-67, 40 seconds left. Fourth quarter on the dribble. Good hesitation dribble right there by Chris Herta. He's going to absorb a foul, and that hesitation dribble is what bought the foul off the Tipton. They're going to whistle this foul. Nolan Swan. Swan going to pick up number 4 in the ballgame. Could be brought in, ride the bucket, baseline brought in by Owen Duff. Tough pass to handle. Jake Skinner couldn't get it. Rebound. They're picked up right there in the front court. That was Noah Swan. They go outside the arc, Maverick Conway. They'll get it to Jackson Money. And Carroll Cougar's going to elect to foul Jackson Money. They're going to whistle a foul on Carroll Cougar, number 10, Eli Harshbarger. Harshbarger picks up his second. empty lane, nobody on the lane for Tipton. Four on the lane for Carroll. One in bonus. Take that back there. One in bonus wouldn't go. Rims out of there. Picked up by Coons outside the arc. Harshbarger. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. 19.2 left. Immediate foul, Carroll. And Jackson Money gets a good handshake from Coach Cliff Hawkins. 19.2 left. At the free throw line, Grady Carpenter. 73-67. 19.2 left. First guy rims around, falls off. Grady Carpenter. Free throws on the season. He's entered this ballgame 83% at 30 for 36. So he'll get one more. 19.2 left. 6-point advantage for Chipson. Now 7. Will be brought in. Brought in Harshbarger. Chris Herta. He'll take a 3. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Rimmed off. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. The dish off. Nolan Swan. 9 seconds left. Swan in the front court on the dribble. 5 seconds left on the game clock. Nolan Swan going to end up with the basketball on the dribble at the end of regulation. 32 minutes going by. Final score, Tipton, 74. Carroll, 67, as they cross in front of the scores bench, shaking hands with one another. Tipton Blue Devils going to play this evening at 8 p.m. They'll go against the Clinton Prairie Gophers. If you can't make it, I hope you'll tune in. We'll mention it's pretty economical here at Central, at Clinton Central Bulldog High School. Single day pass, $10. For a 2-day pass, just $15. That's 6 days each day. And I will also mention Clinton Central High School is located at 815 State Road 29, Michigan Town, Indiana, 46057. We'll mention you can catch them on the web if you missed that. Clinton Central Bulldogs.com. I take that back. Might have misspoke there, but tune in next ballgame. We'll hope you can tune in for the ballgame. And
what did he say we play?
I don't think we played.
We'll play 8 o'clock?
I thought we played at 10 a.m.
Okay. Ballgame tomorrow is, 10 a.m., as they set me straight, as they always can. And we'll mention, so 10 a.m., Tipton will play Clinton Prairie. That'll be tomorrow, 10 a.m. We hope you'll tune in if you cannot make it. And we are thankful. Athletic department right here at Clinton Central High School. It's Clinton Central High School. You can reach them by phone at 765-249-2255. Athletic director, most kind, is Ray Jones. That's Raymond Jones. And the athletic assistant AD is Kimberly Depp. Kimberly Depp, Ray Jones, we thank you. And I will mention, we'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. We'll try to take the air about 10:30, 10:40. We hope you'll tune in. We thank my wife back home for all the effort she does from putting me in sports. We're thankful. And we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.